Silly Beagle Productions presents Physics in Action, a podcast which shows physics in our everyday world, reaching beyond the scope of the standard textbook.
Each episode brings you applications and analysis of physics in such diverse settings as sports, movies, video games, and television.
We also take a look into the frontiers of physics exploration.
And don't forget interviews with exciting personalities on the leading edge of physics, innovation, and application.
So join us for our trip into the fantastic world of physics. And don't forget, you can always check out our website at physicsinaction.com.
Greetings and a warm welcome, everyone, to the Physics in Action podcast. I'm Dan Fullerton, a physics instructor at Irondequoit High School in Rochester, New York, and I'll be your host for this inaugural episode as we talk about what you can expect from this podcast, why you should subscribe to it, and finally, for those who are interested, why we decided to create this podcast in the first place. What to expect? Physics in Action is designed as an amalgamation of audio and video segments related to physics in our world. These segments can be as varied as the interests of those creating the podcast. For example, one episode could feature an analysis of Newton's laws of motion applied to skateboarding, while also holding an interview with the leading author and physics educator, and maybe even have a discussion about the physics of the latest popular movie, the movie you saw last night at the theater. In contrast, the next episode could just as easily include a segment showing students how to solve sample problems they've been struggling with in class, a look at the physics of the latest Xbox or PlayStation 3 video game, maybe a physics website review, and an original music composition featuring some aspect of physics. Of course, in many cases, the activities and situations we're going to explore are certainly more complex than just the single base concepts we apply. In the interest of simplicity and understanding of fundamentals, however, in most cases we're going to limit our analysis to applications of a single concept, and then beg the subscriber's indulgence in the simplifications and assumptions that we make. Why you should subscribe. For many, physics has been a feared and dreaded topic, rife with this strange esoteric language known as mathematics. I want you to understand up front, physics is not mathematics. They're different critters altogether. Having said that, physics is the study of the world around us, and one of the most efficient tools for describing that world is mathematics. You want to use the appropriate tool for the job. You wouldn't use a screwdriver to put a nail in a board unless you absolutely had to, when it's obvious the most efficient tool for this job would be a hammer. Or now that I think about it, a nail gun would be mighty cool too. Plus, you can throw in power tools and have something that shoots a projectile. And really, who doesn't like things that shoot projectiles? Anyhow, enjoying physics in action isn't a passive endeavor. It's the work of a community contributing and working toward a common goal. This community extends beyond our classroom walls. We welcome your feedback and input. If there's something you'd like to see us take a look at, if you have input into the show, a question, a comment, or you want to create a segment yourself, we welcome the opportunity to collaborate. Feel free to leave us feedback on iTunes or email us at physicsinactionpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's physicsinactionpodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. Shoot us an email anytime, or even better yet, record a quick audio snippet using Sound Recorder on your computer and email it to us. Maybe we can use it on the air. Or even more exciting, take a video of your question, comment, segment, or analysis. If your submission's too big to fit over email, send us an email and we'll see if we can find some way to get that file to us and include it in our broadcast if we can. Leave feedback for us on our website at www.physicsinaction.com. Again, www.physicsinaction.com. So to answer the original question, why should you subscribe? Well, you should subscribe because the moment you become a subscriber to Physics in Action, this becomes not just a podcast you listen to, it becomes the podcast you help create. Why are we doing this? Do these guys really have that much free time on their hands? You may be asking yourselves, why another physics podcast? Searching through the iTunes Store's podcast section or other podcast directory, it's pretty clear that there are a ton of really good high-quality physics podcasts available. A couple I'd like to specifically mention include Dale Basler's BaslerCast Physics, and I'll leave the link to that in our show notes. That one's available on iTunes. There's also Everyday Science and Little Shop of Physics, both put together by Brian Jones's Little Shop of Physics team out of Colorado State. That one's available on iTunes as well, or you can find it at littleshop.physics.colostate.edu. Again, I'll leave the link to that in our notes. Of course, there are a number of other great physics and science podcasts which fill up my iPod subscription list, but it occurred to me that almost exclusively these podcasts are created by those who already have a fairly firm handle on basic physics. Professors, teachers, those in the industry, engineers. So what would happen then if instead of having an instructor-created physics podcast, we published a physics podcast created from the ground up by a learning community? Students and instructors working together as a team to better understand the world as they put together a fun educational podcast bringing the rigor of physics analysis to the activities, settings, and situations that are relevant to today's learners. A great mentor and friend of mine explained to me that what a person can repeat, they know. What a person can write about, they really know. But what a person can teach, they understand. What we're really doing here is creating not just a community of learners, but a community of teachers, fostering inquiry and exploration as we each learn how to teach each other and ourselves. Our goal, ultimately, is to build a community of independent, lifelong learners, a skill set that is so important in today's ever-changing world. From an educational perspective, there are many benefits to undertaking a project of this sort. Besides the obvious organizational and presentation skills that we're refining and building, students learn to take their conceptual understandings and transfer them to unfamiliar situations, a key skill and focus of educators in our district. The project is interesting and relevant to students. It has to be. They're choosing the topics for the segments. They're creating the analysis to the level that they choose, although I may nudge them in the right direction or give them a little bit of focus or push them to extend beyond their normal boundaries a little bit. But this is physics differentiated to the learning community at a very high level. It's differentiated in terms of interest, in terms of depth, and in terms of experience. Finally, I'm a fan of any project that results in kids refining their writing and critical thinking skills. And if we can do it in a context that's novel and fun, with a final tangible outcome that the kids can show off, be proud of, and enjoy, I think we'll truly have created something special. So, once again, welcome to Physics in Action. We're thrilled to have you with us, and I look forward to joining you on the journey into a better understanding of the world around us. Don't be shy. We'd love to hear from you as an active participant. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and don't forget to check out our website at www.physicsinaction.com. You can also email us from our website, or by sending an email directly at physicsinactionpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for your time and make it a terrific day.
A special thanks to For Me to See and Jeff Myers for the intro music, Tech. Music is brought to you courtesy of Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com.